is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The much-anticipated phone call between President Trump and Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine was productive, according to Trump. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The White House says in their readout of this call that negotiations will begin immediately regarding a broader ceasefire and a permanent peace. Where? Who exactly is involved in those talks? Is it the U.S., the Russians, and the Ukrainians? Are there other parties being brought to the table? Unclear. Who would be negotiating on behalf of everyone? Not yet laid out.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
Apart from that decision for now to hold off from strikes on power plants, it is so far from the full cessation of hostilities for 30 days, which is Donald Trump's aim and what Ukraine has agreed to.
Ukraine says it needs more details about the talks. In the meantime, air raid sirens have been sounding in Kyiv. In Gaza, Israel has resumed airstrikes, angry that Hamas hasn't agreed to a Trump proposal to extend the ceasefire. At the UN, the humanitarian chief, Tom Fletcher.
Overnight, our worst fears materialized. Airstrikes resumed across the entire Gaza Strip. Unconfirmed reports of hundreds of people killed. New evacuation orders issued by Israeli forces. And once again, the people of Gaza living in abject fear.
In Israel, relatives of the hostages held in Gaza are very worried. This man has two brothers still being held.
Basically, I'm terrified for the life of my two little brothers. We heard about how they suffering because of the attacks. So right now, I'm terrified.
There was a very extraordinary statement today from Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts rejecting calls from President Trump to remove judges who ruled against him. He said impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is extraordinarily unusual to have the chief judge of the United States say, essentially, let me remind you what impeachment is really about.
More Tesla vehicles are being torched, as Matt Piper reports.
Multiple Teslas were set on fire at a Tesla collision center in Las Vegas. Police say Molotov cocktails were also used, and three rounds were shot into the vehicles. In all, at least five were damaged in the middle of the night, and the word resist was painted on the door of the facility. Las Vegas Metro PD Assistant Sheriff Dory Corin.
This was a targeted attack against a Tesla facility. We do believe that it is isolated at this time. We do not believe that there's any further threat to the general public.
Tesla owner Elon Musk posted on X, "This level of violence is insane and deeply wrong." Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Dow finished down 260 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
Happened the first few seconds I was in. I caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 51 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Now, you and Jeff have been married 35 years.
Good job.
And my wife and I, 32. Mm-hmm. So would you say that you are in a good position to give people marital advice? Like if they say, what's the secret to a long marriage? Do you have an answer?
You know, I don't off the top. You know, they go around with a microphone at the weddings and the wedding receptions and they do all that. Well, I know that's kind of a past thing now, but The one thing that I would say is laugh, because we laugh at everything pretty much, you know, not just all the great stuff, but the funny stuff too, because we just shake our heads and we're like, well, this is going to get better, hopefully.
You know, you don't know it, but he's just laughing at you, hon.
Yeah, probably. no doubt on that one. Yeah.
Here's what the internet had to say as to long marriage advice. It says, one, love is not enough. You need more than just love.
Song.
Okay. It says, marry for character, not just for chemistry.
Okay.
You're not just marrying them. You're marrying their habits, their debt, and their family.
Oh, good God. Yes.
Okay.
That is very true.
I like this one. This one says, marriage does not fix loneliness. If anything, the wrong person will make your loneliness worse.
Yes. I have seen this happen in a friend of mine. So,
okay, you can't marry potential. You're not a life coach. You're a spouse. Love them for who they are today and not for who you hope they will become.
And I always say, too, I am not your mom.
Right. Okay.
Because I won't do those things.
Being alone is way better than wishing you were.
Oh.
Okay.
Kind of deep.
The right person will make you feel safe. The wrong one will make you feel small.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll figure it out is not a financial plan.
Why not? That works. Well, not really, but
I have to admit, we didn't really have a financial plan going into it. We were young. We were 22.
Yeah.
When we got married.
23 and 25. We had no financial plan. Are you kidding me? It was just day to day.
I have to say, my son is getting married next month. He's 23. Mm-hmm. And they're way better off financially than we were when we started.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
How much of a difference there is between, well, you know, 50 some years, basically.
Yeah. All right. And finally, you should be excited to marry them, not just relieved that they finally committed.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, sure.
All right. Thank you've been God married.
After 35 years, he's committed.
You're 35 years into it. So, Robin, here's to another 35. Happy more.
Thank you. And you too. 32.
All right. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WMRJ.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. My
is Timeless Hits WRJN, where farming is still a big thing around here. And we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings from 5 till 6. Plus, she's got reports throughout the day, too. So if you want to keep up to date on all things ag, just keep listening for the local news and Timeless Hits here on WRJN.
With local news and now Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
It's the Everly Brothers and Bye Bye Love on WRJN. The Everly Brothers, by the way, part of the first group of 10 artists inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986.
tambourine.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps some of the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, also has tips on marketing and advertising. And what you need to do is sign up for free at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. The fire was discovered by workers who immediately alerted authorities. A couple dozen firefighters showed up to put it out. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. Lilly is aiming to meet growing demand for diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN.
The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
And 5 ABC on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is flamingos can only eat with their heads upside down. All right. I read that and then I had to learn why. It has something to do with their jaw reversal. Unlike other birds, the upper jaw is not rigidly fixed to the skull, and consequently, the bird's head has to be upside down during feeding because the upper bill moves up and down, permitting the flamingo's jaw to work normally.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry. Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Hits WRJN in high school basketball. We still have a couple of teams from our area in the tournament, and we've got a couple of games for you this week. The first one is going to be this Thursday night, the Prairie School taking on Bonduelle. That's at 6:35 p.m. And of course, we've got Park still in it as well. Racine Park is going to take on Cedarburg this Friday afternoon at 1:35. Dick Rosseffa has the call of the games. You can hear him right here on WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round round across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spider we got, Judy in the sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. Take everything in sight, zip up the strings of my height.
guess I'll just take your glasses. When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Yes, I will. No. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Listen for details on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize too. Download the Civic Media app to play along. Details coming up on the air and online at WRJN.com.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget DeBrand Fine Chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
Yeah.
98 years, WRJN has given you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a little rain overnight, a low of 42. Tomorrow, maybe a little rain, a high of 55. Rain, maybe even a snow shower on Thursday, and a high of 43. Here's Mungo Jerry on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright,
da 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 da, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
And Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. One thing I never mean to do.
because I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump held a lengthy call today with Russia's President Putin. Stacey Lynn reports on what we know about their discussions on Ukraine.
President Trump said the phone call was a very good and productive one. The two leaders negotiated a partial ceasefire, which the president posted about on social media, saying they agreed to an immediate ceasefire on all energy and infrastructure, with an understanding that we will be working quickly to have a complete ceasefire and ultimately an end to this very horrible war. It's still unclear whether Ukraine is on board with the phased ceasefire plan. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Israel has launched airstrikes in Gaza, warning the rules of the game have changed. They are the deadliest strike since a ceasefire began in January. Charles Kupchan of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I don't see this as the beginning of a new long military campaign. I think it's part of a strategy of coercive bargaining.
Families of the Israeli hostages still held in Gaza protested in Jerusalem. Many said they want the Israeli